Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. Police in Wichita release a video showing a woman screaming as she is dragged away in an early morning kidnapping. Investigators say the abduction happened around 2 a.m. Sunday in the 1400 block of North Volusia. The short video, captured by a doorbell camera, shows the woman shouting for help before a man pulls her down the driveway and out of view. Wichita police posted the footage on social media and asked for the public's help identifying both people in the video. The department stated, quote, "At this time, we have not been able to identify the female and male seen in the video. Exploring all options, we've reached out to our regional and federal law enforcement partners for additional assistance." Officers spent the day enhancing the video's audio, hoping that someone might recognize the woman's voice. The case has drawn national attention, with the FBI and Kansas Bureau of Investigation now helping this search. Neighbors say they are frightened. Angelica Verdutsko told KAKE she has lived in the area for 15 years and has never seen anything like this.
Está peligroso, la verdad. Pues siempre, creo que siempre ha habido secuestros.
In English, quote, "It's dangerous, that's the truth, but always, I believe there have always been kidnappings." Verdutsko said she just returned from visiting family in Mexico, where kidnappings are common, and now feels uneasy for herself and the young woman in the neighborhood. Police urge anyone who recognizes either person to call 911 or call Wichita Police Investigations at 316-268-4407. More crime and justice news after this. Milwaukee police released dashcam video showing the moments before an off-duty officer shot and killed a 26-year-old man in a shootout, and now the man's family says the officer was justified. The footage shows what began as a fender bender on Mill Road turning violent. Investigators say Elijah Wilkes stepped out of his car and struck the off-duty officer in the face with a gun. The two then exchanged gunfire. Wilkes was killed at the scene. The Milwaukee Police Department released a video just 4 days after the shooting, well ahead of its 15-day deadline for public release. The family of Wilkes requested that the video be shared early to address what they called misinformation spreading online. Attorney Beivre Lamar, who represents the family, told our TV news partners at Fox 6.
The vantage point of that video is clear. It's within a few feet away. So again, the proximity is substantially more reliable. And it depicts the details that are very critical here.
Lamar said he and Wilkes' mother saw the video for the first time the day after the shooting.
When we saw the video for the first time, completely silent. It was unimaginable what actually took place. It's just something that we just have to take acceptance and accountability for.
Family members said Wilkes made a fatal mistake. His aunt Latrice Bell said, quote, "My nephew, he made a decision that he should not have made, and that is just something we have to live with." Wilkes was reportedly on his way to his uncle's funeral that morning when the crash happened. Police said the officer, who is a 40-year veteran of the force, was injured but survived. Lamar tells WISN the family's decision to release the footage was meant to help Milwaukee move forward. A 26-year-old man is charged after police say he peed on, then destroyed, the eternal flame at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center in Atlanta. Police officers were called to the King Center around 4:30 a.m. Saturday. They found Brent Jones peeing in the reflection pool near the crypts of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. Officers said Jones then stood in the middle of the flame and stomped on it. Court records say the disturbance began when Jones got into a fight with another man and became angry when told to leave the property. Police detained him at the scene. He was charged with criminal trespass, criminal damage to property, public indecency, and obstruction of law enforcement. The King Center estimated the damage at around $3,000. A statement from the King Center called the event, quote, "a minor incident." It went on to say, quote, "While there was minimal damage to the eternal flame and the surrounding area, the King Center remains fully open to visitors. The eternal flame still burns with love, and we continue to welcome everyone with open arms and gratitude for the incredible support of our beloved community. The dream lives on." Jeffrey Dean McDaniel is one of the FBI's most wanted for fleeing after allegedly kidnapping and sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl in California. Investigators say McDaniel, now 58, repeatedly assaulted a young female relative in Placer County. In September of 1998, he fled with her. The girl was found in Mexico in 2000. She told authorities McDaniel took her across California and Nevada before reaching Mexico, where he continued to assault her. She got pregnant. On February 28th of 2001, Placer County issued a warrant for McDaniel on charges of custody deprivation. 2 months later, a federal warrant. McDaniel may still be in Mexico, could be working in the computer industry or involved in tattoo artistry. He's white, 5 feet 11, about 190 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes. Tattoos including skulls, roses, a solar system on his left forearm, an Egyptian pharaoh on his right biceps muscle, and a green wedding band tattooed over the word Michelle. He also has blacked out swastikas on both arms and the name Shelley above his right knee. Anyone with information is asked to contact the FBI or the nearest American Embassy or Consulate. You can call 800-CALL-FBI or tips.fbi.gov if you want to remain anonymous. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.